Stop, reflect, refocus. This is Going Deeper from the Salvos.
Sometimes the people who need our help the most are the hardest people to help, but I believe that every small gain is worth the effort. This is something Nora told us. Nora has a life story of hope with a different angle. Have a listen to this. Nora told WarCry how she left a high-profile job in hospitality to go into a semi-retired role, helping what society calls the down-and-outs, the homeless. She basically became the catering supervisor at Pindari Homelessness Service. Many of the homeless are either fleeing domestic violence, struggling with a physical disability or some form of mental illness, or lost in a drug, alcohol, or gambling addiction. Nora was able to offer them nutritious meals and friendship, but then an idea began to form. Why not offer these homeless people professional hospitality training? And that was the new initiative she began. When she saw her first 8 hospitality graduates impeccably dressed, presenting and serving a beautiful meal, she was stunned. Only months earlier, a number of them genuinely didn't know how to tie an apron on. She said the transformation and sense of pride in the graduates generally is inspiring. So many people who've never had the opportunity or support before in their lives to achieve something significant are experiencing changed lives. They're taught how to set the table in a 5-star hotel, how to talk to customers and dress up professionally. It is absolutely stunning to see the transformation. Nora said her own past struggles and experience have shown her how important it can be if someone offers a lifeline at just the right time. It wasn't a surprise to her to meet residents of Pindari who just seemed to be almost shells of people through alcohol and substance abuse, broken relationships, having no money and nowhere to live. She saw how just taking an interest, treating them courteously and offering hope began a transformation as they blossomed in self-confidence. Many of them presented as people with no skills, with poor attitudes and nothing to do all day. Today, they have a qualification, energy, motivation, confidence, and for a good number, the self-esteem that comes from employment in the workforce. Interesting, in the old book, Paul wrote, "Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up." Sounds like a good way to live our lives. I'm Aaron Wright.